And we're back on the forum on this Sunday morning, and we've had something very nice happen here in Clark County for the organization A Time to Live. And I'm going to introduce Adriana Wills. Adriana has been on the air with us before with A Time to Live, and then Tammy Moberly also joins us. And what we're talking about is there's a rather sizable grant that has been awarded to A Time to Live from the East Hill Foundation. And the grant is in the amount of $15,000. And first of all, let's start with Tammy. The East Hill Foundation is based where?
They're in New York.
Okay, they're in Western New York. Now, how did they find us?
They actually had a grant through the CARES program. That grant is finished, so they helped us fill the paperwork out so our group could continue to have funds in Clark County for low-income spay and neuter.
Now, Bert and Marcy Martin are the ones that presented the check, and they're local and have some ties to the East Hill Foundation, and also understand that they're pretty strong animal activists.
That's correct.
It's always good when you have that on your side. Now, Adriana, tell us what the grant is going to be used for.
This grant is going to be used for to complete low-income spay and neuters in Clark County. It's going to be for families that have household income of less than $30,000 a year. And we're going to be doing, we're calling them voucher days, at Community Services on Taylor Avenue. And once a month we'll be set up there, and those dates are kind of to be announced. We haven't set them for sure yet, but Community Services should be posting that information for us. And the vet clinics will try and post things there, and there'll be various locations around town. We'll try and post those as soon as we set them up. But it'll be one Saturday a month, and then people can just come in, fill out the paperwork, bring their proof of income, and the vouchers will be $10 each, and there's not a limit. If you know a family needs to do one, they can do one. If they need to do six, they can do six, or however many they need to do, but it's $10 per animal. And then they will get their voucher that day, and they'll take the voucher with them when they go to have the animal spayed and neutered, and they'll schedule that on their own at either Clark County Vet Clinic or Boonesboro Animal Clinic.
Okay, now $15,000, that'll take care of quite a few spay and neuterings, won't it?
It will.
Is that what you call it, spay and neuterings?
That's right. There's no other way to put it. But it cost us more than the $10 to get them done. That's obviously why we have to have the $15,000. So depending on the either cat or dog, and depending on the weight of the animals, how we're charged by the clinics. So depending on the size of the animals, we're thinking on average we'll be able to do 340 animals, give or take a few, depending on sizes.
Okay, now tell us why it's important to do that.
Well, obviously, being an animal rescue group, we are very supportive of spay and neuter, as any rescue group would be. If everyone spayed and neutered, there'd be no need for us. There'd be no need for shelters, or very little need for shelters, because a lot of what we see is litters of puppies, and
overpopulation is the problem.
The same, same animals are having litters, and they keep entering the shelters over and over. So if we can reach out to those people and say, we'll fix this animal for you, then hopefully in the future there won't be a need for us. I mean, that would be wonderful if our group could be eliminated because we eliminated overpopulation. So
all right, now tell us, Tammy, some of the other activities that A Time to Live, we've had Dee on the air before, we've had Adrian on the air before. But tell us, there might be somebody out there listening to us that has no idea what A Time to Live is.
A Time to Live is a support rescue group for the Clark County Animal Shelter. You will find us at off-site adoption events. We're generally at the farmer's market on Saturdays. Sometimes we are set up at Tractor Supply, and we also go to Richmond's Pet Smarts to try to get them adopted. We do have a foster to adopt program where we actually adopt animals from the shelter, and they're in our foster homes until we can find placement for them. We also assist the shelter with a medical assistance program to help cover medical costs that they are not budgeted to cover. So our job is to meet the needs of the shelter, and we're hoping with the spay and neuter we'll be helping our community, and over a long term it will help our shelter for intake.
And I know, and the shelter in and of itself, the Clark County Animal Shelter here just recently has moved into its new location, and I know Beth is tickled to death to finally have that done, but there has been, I know here several months ago, Beth and I were talking, there's maybe it goes in cycles, but a pretty drastic overpopulation of cats.
There's always an overpopulation of cats, unfortunately. There's no ordinances for cats, unfortunately, and that's something that, you know, people dump them. It's not, if somebody sees a cat in a field, they're not as likely to try and catch it and say, oh, I bet that's somebody's pet, as they are if they see a dog. You know, most of the time people think, oh, I bet that's somebody's, they're going to be looking for it. Or with a cat, it's just a barn cat, a field cat, whatever. So unfortunately, cats aren't looked at the same as dogs, and a lot of times, you know, you can find free cats in the paper versus going and paying for one, and that's kind of people's mentality. But the great thing about adopting from rescues or shelters is that they're spayed and neutered, they have their shots and their testing, and you're getting all that for one compact price, whereas if you get a free animal, you're having to go to the vet and pay all that out of pocket, and it ends up being a lot more. So we really encourage people to visit the shelter if you're looking to add a family member. And, you know, it seems like, well, I don't want to pay for a dog. Well, people pay for purebred dogs all the time, and, you know, if you get a mutt that's free, it's not really free. So we really encourage people to visit the shelter and see what's out there, because usually there's something for everybody. So and cats included in that. So
this is like Christmas all over again, isn't it? This is what's happened this evening with the $15,000 grant from the East Hill Foundation. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would just like to let everybody know that we will be posting our information on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, please like our page and follow us, and it also on our website at atimetolive.net.
Okay, anything else from you, Adrian?
Just if anybody's interested in more information about our spay neuter, if you don't have internet access, as soon as we get all the details down, we'll have this information at all of our offsite adoption events, you know, in the form of, you know, a flyer to hand out. We won't actually be doing the vouchers other than at the community services. But we'll have all that at Tractor Supply. We'll be there August 18th. They're having an adoption day. And then, as Tammy said, we're at the Farmers Market on Main Street across from St. Agatha School almost every Saturday. So just drop by and see us.
All right. Well, we thank you. We've been talking to Tammy Moberly and Adriana Wills, both board members with the Time to Live, on the $15,000 grant came their way from the East Hill Foundation, based out of Western New York, to go for spay and neutering. Here in Winchester and Clark County. And that will take care of it for Winchester Clark County Forum. We thank you for listening.